Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to Monsters Radio. Wet, wet Wednesdays, where we play only the sexy music. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Get in. So go ahead, kick back, relax a little bit. I'm hoping y'all can feel us tonight. So we gonna play some music to help y'all shake your ass. Then we gonna play some more music to help you shake your ass. So go ahead, get you some Moscato, a lover, roll one, and put it in the bud. Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. Ooh wee.
Oh, oh, I don't know what happened. My bad. Wait, Wednesday. August Elsina. Oh, wait.
Settle down. I know that you ain't seen me in a while, but that don't mean that we gotta rush. Maybe we can take our time out. Just touch down. But I ain't even trying to keep score. But tonight I think that we can get six back. Seven if you're trying to go for it. Take off everything you got on. You can't leave it on the side of the bed. Forget what you had your mind on. Baby, keep you playing on me instead. Down, low now. Only one place left we can go now. All the way to the top. Hitting your spot. Say you say, boy, don't stop. Let's get lost in it. Baby, can we just get lost in it? Girl, I'm tryna break it off in it. And I wanna get you off in it. Baby, can we just get lost in it? Baby, can we just get lost in it? Girl, I'm tryna break it off in it. And I wanna get you off in it. Time, so pace it. Tell you what it means when I walk through. Now I'm right here in your face. Now I need you to show me what you're gonna do. Bring them legs here so you can wrap them around my waist. I'ma start kissing all on your neck. We can do it here, we don't need the bed. But first, take off everything you got on. You can't leave it on the side of the bed. Forget what you had your mind on. Can we just get lost in it? Girl, I'm tryna break it off in it. And I wanna get you off in it. Baby, can we just get lost in it? Baby, can we just get lost in it? Girl, I'm tryna break it off in it. And I wanna get you off in it.
Radio Live Podcast with a roar. And we might get lost in it. August Elsina, he don't seem so crazy now, do he? He
nope.
Still shouldn't have told, but he don't seem so crazy now, do he? Man, I don't see so much stuff that's unbelievable with this whole Will, Jada, and August.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm going to say is...
I'm glad he told.
Comic Cafe.
I'm glad he told.
Huh?
I'm glad he told.
Why,
we learned a new word.
Why are you glad he told?
Because he stood in his truth. And a lot of people don't know how to have in relationships like that. And it became an issue for him. You know what I'm saying? So I'm happy that he was able to Stand in their truth, because some people don't know how to stand in their truth sexually. Like, they hide what they like to do. They're not true to themselves. They could be some BDMs and some other stuff, but they're scared to be who they are because they're afraid of what someone else is going to say.
Right. So, yeah, it almost backfired on him. But, yeah.
It almost sounded like he was lying. Because how could you follow up by Willie Will? But he wasn't. His truth prevailed.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll get into that in a little bit. But, yeah, there's a lot of stuff people are saying. Like, they're saying, you know, we'll get into a little bit later about what if that was Will? How would the situation? But we'd be holding it down the same way. There's so much stuff in there. But, yeah, I mean, entanglement. Ain't that what they're calling it now? When I was younger, it was called cheating. But now they call it entanglement.
Yeah.
But I guess it wasn't really cheating too much when you look at it. Because if you look at the interviews that Will and Jada have had, or that interview Will and Jada had, they said point blank they wasn't together. They broke up. Mm-hmm. They said they hadn't, at that moment, and the truth, in that moment, they hadn't planned on getting back together. They was like, no, I'm done with that other one. No, him's over there. That's him's over there. I'm's over here.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we'll talk about that stuff coming up here in a little bit. Because, yeah, I mean, it's looking a little double standard there. But, yeah, we'll talk about it. We got our own table. It ain't sturdy. We got a telephone book under one of the legs. But we got our own table. We got our own table. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So okay.
We're doing things.
So what else are we on
tonight? That's
why
we need those books up underneath there.
So here she go.
We had to make it stable. Somebody kept falling off.
Okay.
That's not juice. Hold on. That's not juice. Don't touch that. Get the wet wipes. we on sexy conversations, you know, just like this one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, thank you for my Snicker bar. I appreciate it. Needed it. Yep, I ate it before we got here. I mean, before we went on air. Yes, I did. Thank you.
What happened? I didn't even hear that.
I said thank you for my Snicker bar that you brought in. Was very tasty.
Oh.
It melted in my mouth, not in my hands. We got some sexy conversations. And we always got some topics that we bring up. So I had a few, so I'm gonna throw out mine. Would you ever dress up your partner in bed? If so, what would you dress them up as? And if you had a timer, how long could you perform oral sex? Like, what's your max? 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes? So if you had a timer, how long could you perform oral sex? And then my last one is, what is the first thing that sexually attracts you to someone? I'm not talking about, oh, he cute. I'm talking about, ooh, I want them draws snatched. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. I used to think women didn't think like that, but apparently y'all do. They say y'all know when we're going to get the draws before we do. But okay. We'll run down that one coming up here in a bit. So let me see. What's the ones I got over here? Let me find my little paperwork. Find my little paperwork.
Oh, okay. You finally got your paper to take some notes. My bad.
So, all right, looks like what I got over here is one is why women wait till they 40s to decide y'all want to get all freaky. Because apparently in y'all 40s, y'all's in y'all gusto, always here, we in our prime, and da-da-da-da-da-da. Why y'all want to wait till y'all 40s to get all like that? Then be mad when men can't keep up with your freakish ass. Half your goddamn machine. don't finally come into your bloom. So that's one. And one, like, I think sometimes people, they suppress their sexual appetite. And what I mean by that is you might be into something that the other person may not be into, or, you know, you're scared to you know, put it out there that you went to that because you feel it might scare the other person away. They might judge you, things like that. So, you know, do we suppress our sexual appetite when, you know, the other person isn't on the same, I don't want to say freakish level, but same sexual level that we're on? You know, like, say, like, one person might be into a toy, the other person might not be. They might be offended by it. I mean, should you have to suppress your fetish to one to have toys? You get what I'm saying. So these are some things that we could talk about tonight, you know, or you can bring up something. No pun intended, but you can bring up something, get something started. 563-999-3411. Or you can comment on our Facebook. I believe I'm on Facebook right now. I'm not on Instagram or Twitter, so if you put it on there, it may not get seen till tomorrow. So definitely hit us up on the Facebook page, Monstars, M-O-N-S-T-A-R-Z, and you'll find it. So let me see, what else do I got over here? So, yeah, so that's the things that I'm on. But, yeah, so we got the conversation, some music, Panty Snatchers. And, yeah, that's what we're going to do.
Well, let's get it. Let's go. Damn it. Come on. This is Wet, Wet Wednesday. That's a lot of talking going on.
All right.
Wait, so, I got a question.
Yeah.
In the beginning of the song, did it say it's a pussy thing at the end of it? It's just pussy? Did that say that? A wet,
on
wet, wet drop?
The last song that got played.
No, on our wet, wet, wet drop, at the end, did it say, is it pussy? It's just pussy. Did I say that?
Oh, it's just pudding, baby. It's just pudding.
Oh, pudding. Oh, okay. I was like, what? Okay. Y'all see where my mind is at. Oh. Okay.
Why? So, all right. We're going to stir it up here a little bit. Let's see. Let me see if I can get some. Unless you got something lined up. You got something picked out?
Always.
No,
you
I
know.
Mean, I got something in order.
Who, me? You know.
Yeah, I got something.
I always got.
Okay.
Who you got?
Well, if you got something, let's get ready to spin it, or I'm going to spin this finesse and tea lace. What you got?
Because that's what I'm feeling right now. Nasty, looking
for the ball. That's what you say. Okay. What a war. Wait, Wednesday. Let's hit it.
Girl, you know my preferences. So if you're coming, I'ma need references, yeah. You know I'm choosy with acceptances. Baby, you ain't gotta sweat, cause I know it's always wet. Legs suspended, back extended, forward thinking, dick all in it. Eyes on shoulders, late night yoga. This is why you coming over and over again. Hanging off the bed like an ornament, or the ottoman. I don't give a fuck if you got a man, if you swallowing. I wanna get nasty. I think it's time we get nasty. I only want it if it's nasty. Girl, take it off, I'ma break you off. If you take it off, I'm bound to get
to get the Heimlich when you taking this 9-inch. Don't bite it. Suck the pussy from the back. Maybe I can get behind it. Cause I'm fine with anything and everything. Sloppy is the only way. Top it off, I go for rounds. I'm lying, bitch, I'm going down. Legs suspended, back extended. Forward thinking, dick all in it. Thighs on shoulders, late night yoga. This is why you coming over and over again. Hanging hanging off the bed like an ornament or the automate. I don't give a fuck if you got a man, if you swallowing. I wanna get nasty. I know you get nasty. I only want it if it's nasty. Girl, take it all. I'ma break you off if you take it all. I'm down to get.
But I get her up on some inside. Put it on my tongue, got your tongue tied. Coming every day like a sunshine. Heard you nasty, heard you freaky with it. The way you ride it, get a speeding ticket. Once I got it, window seat up in it. I don't plan it till I see you finish. Body language gonna open up. Girl, you're wetter than the ocean front. Got the vitamin D, soak it up. Rubbing cocoa butter till you're coconut. Did I stutter, baby girl, you know what's up. This the way that I be showing love. Now for the both of us, baby, hurry up. I wanna get
nasty. I know you get nasty.
I wanna get
it
nasty.
Ooh, yeah.
Girl, take it all. I'ma break you off if you take it all.
Nasty.
Where Wednesday?
Are you here to get nasty? If you're not here to get nasty, please hang up and try your call again, because this is the hour where it's all about being nasty. Thank you and enjoy this ride.
Boo boo, that sounded real for a second. I'm not going to lie to you. I was going to say, what happened? Did we go to a call center? Nasty. So damn, let me call back. Wait, Wednesday brought to you by MonsterEyesRadio.com, also SolarMeSpeaks.com, Monster US Apparel, Picasso Painting, and Elite Sway Management. So so we on our little sexy topic. What are we gonna talk about first? Because I know we ain't got nothing in the who's bumping who, who's getting fat that sexy. So,
what we
gonna wrap up first? Yeah.
Okay. I like, if you had a timer, how long could you perform oral sex?
Okay, that's the end of it. If you had a timer,
mm-hmm.
How long? Well.
Mm-hmm. Let that marinate.
Some of y'all are going to be mad at me. I'm going to keep it 100. If you could say 10, 15, 20 minutes, some shit like that, I know you probably think you a champ, but golly, I mean, come on. You shouldn't have to do it that long. Boo-boo, it is what it is. Yeah. So, I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you, because it always ended up with some, get up here, give me some dick. That's how it always ends up. It don't be like, where, oh, yeah, keep going. Yeah, oh, yeah, keep going. It might be, yeah, oh, shit, goddamn. Okay, I see you now. Okay, I hear you. Oh, yeah, da-da-da-da-da. Couple more minutes, come up and give me some dick. Either that or I got fucking goddamn, yeah, look like, yeah, I got frosting around my mouth. All busting in my face and shit. You could have told me. You could have warned me. I mean, just busting in my face and shit. I got to go to work tomorrow. I got to clean out my beard and shit. The fuck? Come on, man. Oh, come on, girl. So, yeah. So, that, yeah. So, I couldn't tell you. Mm-mm. Besides, if I got this whole lot, that, I'm getting upset. You know, I'm just saying. I'm going to be upset. I'm bipolar with it. Oh, why didn't you just bust in my face? Like, why it take so long? Come on now. Like, fuck, I'm over here with Lockjaw and shit. And you talking about just a little more, just a little more. I'm like, yeah, my motherfucking jaw shut. My motherfucking mouth is shut, locked up right now. And you talking about just a little more? You better go ahead and let that shit go. But, you know. But you know me, I'm always going to fuck up the conversation. So, I mean, what's the average? I mean, what is there an average time limit? You know what I mean? Is there an average time that somebody should be able to go?
You know what? That's why I'm asking the question, because I don't know. Because I guess it all depends, for me, when I'm doing it. You know what I'm saying? So if you, like, just playing a game, your video games, because most men play video games or watching TV, and I'm coming up to do it because I just want to do it, you may get an extended time, like 2, 3, 4, 5, a little more extra minutes. Man,
right,
you know,
right.
10 on down. You know what I'm saying? Because it's about me pleasuring you and how long I want to go. So for me, the average is between 10 and on the way down minutes. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, once then, you know, you could be in there. Anything past that, you trying to be a porn star and trying to snatch some souls, and that's all you got. Your pussy must be whack if you got to do it for that long. After 10 minutes, hell. After 10 minutes, he should be like, have busted and rested. But I mean, if you ain't busted after 10 minutes, damn, but then my head ain't good. You know, then it's just not good. You know what I'm saying?
Now, I do got to differ there. I do got to say now.
Unless you just don't want to. I've heard that some men don't like to.
No.
But go ahead.
Well, that could be a case. That could be a case too, you know. But sometimes it's just what it is. Everybody doesn't from that. I'm just saying that. Everybody doesn't from that. I know from testimony, like, no. It's, yeah, you'll be mad. It's just what it is. That happens. Right. And I'll be like, I told you, when that motherfucker get hard, you can just climb up there, do what you got to do, or we get it in, da-da-da-da-da. But don't try to be no champ and show out and be like, oh, I'm going to make it, boss. You'll be mad.
Yeah.
It's just what
is
it is.
Like,
everybody does
thing,
it fuss like that
it?
Way.
True. Nah, interesting. That's a Comma Cafe continued conversation.
Don't make it sound like it's a mental issue. I'm just saying, it's just what it is.
Well, you know, it could be, because if someone is penetrating, it's almost as if you're hand jobbing. If you could do it with your hand, and the hand is the same as your mouth, then why wouldn't you let it go? Is it because you don't want her to feel like she's snatching your soul? Or, you know, whatever. It could be. It possibly could be an issue. Because if you can bust with your hand as easy, and that's the same motion as your mouth, then why wouldn't you do that as well? But it's the question with the timer. So like I said, 10 by, you know, 1 to 10 is about a good average. For oral sex, listen, after 10 minutes, you trying to snatch my soul. I'm just saying that you want me to come back. You want me to be like, my soul is asleep in my body, because it's like, remember all this, that I can go this long. I can snatch your soul, so you won't want nobody else to do this, because now you pulling out all the tricks, all the situations that you got to make me never want to go nowhere again. You don't get 10 minutes. I get to looking at my clock. Okay, come on up. come on up. Nope. You ain't have me out here slashing nobody's cars and tires and busting out windows because I see you doing that to somebody else. No, I'm not. No. So, yeah.
Okay, sounds like you just walked down a whole nother corridor. We opened up some type of Pandora box. You gonna be all right, Claire? You gonna be
I
all
said
right?
It between 1 to 10 minutes on both of them, because in the 10 minutes, try to snatch my soul. I'm just saying, and that's the situation that happens when you try to snatch my soul. You want me to bust car, you know, windows and slash tires and cuss you out if I see you with somebody else. I'm just saying. Girls, I mean, that's what happened.
Okay. Okay. Well, on that one, I think we're going to slide into this song right here.
Wow.
For Anthony and Tanya Fiona, fire and desire.
And I'm
so
ooh,
it'd be like that.
Wait.
Love them and leave them. That's what I used to do. Abuse them, taste the tears of things, yeah. Then I kissed your lips and you. Made me live again. You turned on my fire, baby. Then you showed me what a love can do. Fire and desire, baby. Feel it coming through. And I thank you, baby. Oh, how I thank you, baby. You taught me so much and you showed me so much love and sensitivity. Remember when you used to.
Both of them, they got Monster U at the Pale. They be rocking it. So mad love out to them. Make sure y'all check that out. Paul Anthony and Tanya Dion, A Fire and Desire. Search it on all social media, and you'll find it. Make sure you let them know you heard it right here on the Monster US Radio Wet Wet Wednesday live podcast. Tonight, Miss Unbelievable, we come back. Wet Wet Wednesday, sexy, look, I can't even say it right, sexy conversation with the war and music. Let's see, where are we going with the buns right now?
Let's go with one of your buns.
Some of mine. Okay.
Yeah.
We can go with this. Why is it y'all women now being in y'all 40s? Be talking about something. I'm at my sexual peak, you know, and I guess that's all I could say. That's what y'all be like. Y'all at y'all sexual peak, y'all cougars, y'all lions and tigers and bears. Oh my. And,
wow.
You know, y'all talking about how y'all need a man to keep up and all this other stuff. So, okay, what is with this? I believe you in your 40s, right? You in your 40s. Is it turn up time now? I mean, is it something in your internal clock or something? What is it?
I don't know if it's turn up. I think it's more mature sex. Like, we actually have done everything that we wanted to do or desire to do or like to do, you know, growing, having your sexual partners. And I think, we just know what we want and how we like it and how we don't like it. There's no like, oh, let me figure this out. No. It's this is how we like it. This is where we want to go. This is how long I could go. This is what I want to do. This is as adventurous I want to get. It's like we put a sexual footprint that we desire that we've collected throughout the time that we've had sex and, you know, made love or fucked or however we did it. And we put a footprint to it, and it's like, okay, this is the level. If you can't get to this level, then I don't want no boy. I want a man who's gonna, you know, take it through. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't about getting to that age. It's getting to what we desire and what we want, and it becomes more of a expectation of yourself. And not settling for less. Because before you used to give yourself, hey, anybody can come get it, you know. But now you're like, nah, it got to mean something. And once you mean something, it's going to be good. Like, I'm going to turn you up and turn you out because I learned a few things. Are you ready for that? Are you ready for that challenge? Because this is where I'm
right.
At. Match me. Because, I don't know, some of you men just get a little lax because y'all get it so much that y'all not used to a female be like, nah, match me. This is what I want, match me.
Right. Yeah, I have to say, you know, because, you know, I have friends that are women that, you know, and I know a lot of people be like, oh, sure, they're your friend. No, I have women that are friends that are just friends. You know what I mean? I can conversate and talk to. Yeah, you know what I mean, I think we all need that type of friend of the opposite sex, somebody you can just talk to about the opposite sex and get the real rundown, the real scoop on, you know, what things are, get more in tune, you know what I mean, understand women a little better than, you know, what you see on TV or on social media, because these type of things that have you all fucked up. You dig? Because if you look at social media, women aren't really always in a good light. I'm just going to keep it 100. There's a lot of great women out there. But a lot of the stuff you see on social media, you see a lot of thought stuff, a lot of this. Now, I mean, don't get me wrong. You see stuff about good women. But the stuff that really gets the attention is the thoughts, you know, the savages and, you know, all these other type of women. But, you know, sometimes you just got to be around people that can really, you know, let you know the insight on women and what's going on. So, you know, I do appreciate the women in my life that keep me on point. But I think, yeah, like you said, like one of the things you said, like you get to a maturity point. And one of the things I gather from it, you know, sometimes at this point, especially like in your 40s, and this goes for men too. You know, I'm just going to base it off of women, but this is men too. But a lot of people in their 40s, they finally come to realize who they are. I'm not saying that they didn't know before, but in your 40s or your late 30s, and by the time you get to your 40s, you don't make that decision. to, you know, you're going to be who you are. Your happiness is above everything. Your peace is your peace. So you may have went through, you know, your 20s and your 30s where you had kids young and y'all might have stuck it together. You and the lady might have stuck it out just for the kids. Now the kids are grown and gone to college. Y'all's like, you know what I mean? Now I don't live that life. Now I want to go live my best life. You know what I mean? And then you get out, you know, you explore, you know what you like now. It's no longer a, you know, intimidation. You know what it takes to make you, to get you there. You did?
Yeah.
You know what it takes. There ain't no fears in it. There's no shame in it at that point.
No. And it's like you're ready to explore some different things about you that that you may have set aside and been like, oh, I don't think that that person wants to do that, so let me not. But when you get 40 and you're like 10 years, half to your century, you're like, listen, I don't give a damn, okay? This is what I do. This is what I like to do. Who gonna whoop me? It's almost like a light bulb clicks off in your head, like, who in the hell gonna whoop you now? You grown as fuck. Who gonna whoop you? Who gonna punish you? Who gonna look at you? And who, matter of fact, let me just bring it down. Who cares? They ain't coming in your bed talking about, oh, well, my mama said, or he said, or she said. No, it's all about you and loving who you are and appreciating yourself. I mean, because at a point there was, you know, in your back when you was young, you let any Dick and Harry hit it because you didn't know your worth. You know, or some people, let me just put out there, some people didn't know their worth. So anybody can hit it. You thought you had to have tricks to, you know, for someone to like you. You thought you had to go the extra mile to do what you need to do. When you hit 40, you were like, man, fuck that. You don't like it? You don't like it? There's a door. There's plenty more of you. That plenty more of you that will appreciate it and accept it, want it, and then work with it. Because you got more on the table than just that. I'm seasoned now. So all the things that I was doing, I could do it times 10 now. You want that young one, go ahead. Because she going to want something in return that you ain't going to be able to give her. You ain't going to be able to keep that up, hubby. Keep up with this. Because we at a level where if we go long or we go short, we can go this way, we know how to control it all. They still want one way and that's it. We learn how to, you know, take it to the fullest. And when y'all don't, someone else will. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's like we understand our bodies. We've examined it. Well, some of us. I ain't going to put out all because some people, you know, don't know till later on in life still because they don't want to take the time to get to know yourself. But majority, when you hit 40, I do believe, you know, they call it the dirty 40s. You learn how to get down and dirty within yourself and just roll with it. It's a fun thing, and I agree. You should have men, you know, of the opposite sex to keep you up on it. And yes, men and women can be friends of the opposite sex. You can. A female can have a guy friend and nah, y'all ain't this shit. So that's a myth. And they don't want you either. They don't secretly want you. They secretly want you. No, that ain't always the case. And they ain't always got to be gay either. That ain't the case either.
Right. Yeah, so, you know, like we're saying, you know, and like I said, it applies for men and women, you know, sometimes to be where they come out of a relationship or, you know, they might have been with somebody who was like, you know, I don't give head. Well, you know, been with somebody who didn't give head, so guess what they looking for now? Some head or some shit like that. So, you know,
but
so like you said,
would you be with
so
a person?
I think that's what part of it is.
Would you be with a person who says, like, if you know you are, if you know that head is one of the main things that you like in a relationship, would you mess with somebody who said, listen, I don't do that? Would you, like, mess with that person? Knowing that that is something that sexually you like.
I can't say I wouldn't. I mean, I've been there before. I mean, yeah, I'm a head dude, but, you know, I've been with people who don't. I really didn't have no problem with it, you know what I mean? When I bust, I'm busting. As long as I can bust, I'm good. How I get it off, I'm not really all that concerned about it. But so, you know, one way, just because you don't do one way don't mean the other ways don't work. So, you know, I found a way to be creative with it, you know, da-da-da. But yeah, But no, I wouldn't shame nobody because they don't do something that I won't. I wouldn't, you know, it's nothing wrong if you do shame somebody who don't, you know, because what you want is what you want. But yeah, but now if they was like, no, we can't have sex, then what relationship? We just friends, ain't we? I'm just saying. But yeah, I mean, what about you? What if a guy was like, no, I don't do that. Sorry. I just don't do that.
It all depends the size of his penis.
Okay, so if it's little,
I'm a,
is it
hell to no.
Not
no, 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 because I know that small penises can't see. And once again, knowing my body, small penises do not keep me. They can't reach all the way, you know, into. I'm a little deep,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not an average.
Right.
My lining ain't it goes past a little bit more than the little one. So
mm-hmm.
I have a big butt, so I know that, you know, going from the back, you ain't hitting all the insides that I need you to hit because your penis is small. So you gonna have problems, okay? So. And I don't care how I lean, move, go this way, you gonna have some problems. And so with that, and then you ain't no, because I know that I'm gonna be taking more time trying to satisfy myself, and then that'll get frustrated, and I'm gonna want to look for a long dick Willie, and we'll be having a. And me and Long Dick Willie will be having an entanglement.
Mm-hmm.
So no, I'm keeping it 100. Like, I'm not playing. You know what I'm saying? You
mm-hmm.
may have the best personality in the world. I may be passing up on my husband, as they would say, but I can't have choices. Because one
right.
thing about it is spirit, soul, and body. If my body is not getting satisfied, you're going to want something else. You're going to seek for something else. So don't even,
mm-hmm.
I'm not even going to play with you. I'm not even going to play with you.
Mm-hmm. Right,
that's
right.
Why I was like, show me your dick. I'm one of those ones, show me your dick. Just before we go any further, show me your dick. Let me get my measuring tape out. Hold on. Let me erect you. Hold on. But if you, yeah. Are you one of those ones who grow inside someone? Because if that's what I got, then that's a no.
Wow. She said, show me your dick. Show me your dick. I'm not going to lie. I bet you that's sexy. It's a hell of a turn on unless you got a little one. Boop, boop. Let's see. It's about time for a break. You want to pull out the next one?
Yeah,
show out.
Jack. Show me your dick, Jacquees and Trey Songz. This is Inside.
Oh, no.
That's gonna be the new TikTok.
I've been saying it for years.
Wednesday.
Look, keep your legs up. Keep your legs up. Keep your legs up, girl. Keep your legs up. I keep you wetter. I keep you wetter. I know you fed up. I do it better. Let a nigga inside. Yeah. Let a nigga inside tonight. Let a nigga inside. Let a nigga inside tonight. Let me massage the pussy. We gon' menage the pussy. I'ma reward the pussy, I'ma reward the pussy. Let me remind the pussy, I'ma remind the pussy. Don't hide the vibe, the pussy, I multiply the pussy. When you call up my phone like you already, I'm already strapped up, girl, you already know.
your pussy. I just want all your pussy. Let me remind that pussy. You know it's mine, that pussy. Don't have to buy that pussy. Say sweet as wine, that pussy. Licky, licky, la la. I'm going down there. Got my face in sticky places. Go to town, yeah. Got my head between your legs. You wrap around that. And when I reach your pretty beach, I'll never drown there.
Busting me up on your sexy song tonight. Okay, I see what you on.
You what I'm on?
Hey. Yep. So,
what we got
like, here? Okay, we did one of mine. Now it's time for one of yours. What's another one of yours was?
Okay. What's the first thing that sexually attracts you to someone?
It's not her beauty, it's her booty.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I have to say, honestly, it's really the way she carries herself.
Okay.
I know everybody's like, oh, you know, fuck it all up. Get back to the booty. No, I'm going to keep the 100 and how she carry herself. Now, this don't matter if she's a big girl, thin girl, whatever. It's all about how she carry herself initially. You know what I mean? It's just there's a certain essence that attracts me. Don't get me wrong. A sexy body is a sexy body. And that's what it is to me. But I'm at that age where I need a little more. You dig? I need a little more. I don't met women that had sexy bodies and the head was just destroyed. You dig? But that whole life was just in shambles. Some were great. Some had great lives. Heads was on bright and those are the ones that, you know what I mean, that I'm attracted to, but yeah, I have to say it's there, you know, yeah, it's her first the essence of her when I first see her. That's, to me, that's what initially gets it. Because, I mean, it doesn't matter. You could be fucking, who can I think of right now, got a sexy ass, like Cardi B. I'm just using body types now. It could be Cardi B to Lizzo. It don't matter. It all depends on how you carry yourself. Like, honestly, I could actually see myself hanging out with Lizzo. I could say that because her confidence level, you know what I mean? Just her essence. She believes in herself. She's not really worried about other people saying too much. Da 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 da. Now, could I go out hanging out with her in her outfits? I don't know. You think? I don't know. But you get what I'm saying. It's just the aura, the essence that gets me. It's not always that, you know, you dig. Don't get me wrong. a nice booty is a nice body is a nice body. But nah, it's really the essence of the person that catches me right off the bat. I know I screwed it up, but I'm just saying that's for me. I mean, what tips the scale for you to make you be like, oh, he gonna get it?
Two things. A man who stands up straight. and has like and has swag in his walk, like that he knows who he is, like his like mm-hmm. like with his shoulders back, his hands up, he got that sexy stride. And whatever, like he could wear mm-hmm. some jeans and a t-shirt, a suit, and he still got that same stride as this is my land. Hear me roar, hear me coming, right? I love that. Mm-hmm. Like I will, man.
Okay, so,
man.
So I mean, when you say stand up straight and walk like that, I mean you talking about like somebody like James from Good Time, or you talking about George Jefferson?
No, I'm talking about that one walk. That's like back straight. Like I'm talking about that. Ooh, like shoulders back, head up. George Jefferson had that, you know, goofy shit. Nah, that's that goofy shit. Nah,
swinging
I ain't talking about that goofy shit. Swinging the arms, looking ridiculous. I'm talking about that one that's that who stopped, and it's almost like their body is still walking, like that their body is still moving. I'm talking about that
mm-hmm.
type of brother. Like, damn. Mm-hmm. And then don't have no cologne on, Jesus, and some sexy legs. I'm a leg girl. Like if your legs and it all, it's like a whole picturesque for me.
mm-hmm.
And then your legs are sexy,
right.
And I can see that imprint
mm-hmm.
down your leg. Oh my God, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'll get it. Yeah,
right.
And it's not. And,
that's what it takes.
And you, yeah, because it doesn't require short, tall, fat, skinny. It's just that. And it's not that arrogance. It's not ego. It's not prideful. It's just confident. It's that confident, you know, brother. That just and his conversation and everything matches it. Yeah, I'm done. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. I feel you on that. I think that's like, you know, I think that's one of the key points in like being attracted to somebody. You know what I mean? I think a lot of people look for that confidence. I don't think people really, really want to be with somebody who's not confident within themselves. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to be with somebody that shows signs of insecurity, which is going to be a problem. You know, it's just, yeah, when you see somebody lack of confidence, it just, yeah, it can kind of damper things. People want to, yeah, like you said,
mm-hmm.
have confidence to say, you know, yeah, I'm going to go out, I'm going to have some fun today compared to, you know, I forgot the little donkey's name is Omar or some shit like that in Winnie the Pooh, but I don't know why I'm a grown-ass man quoting a guy from Winnie the Pooh. anyways,
no
on a wet Wednesday,
okay.
I sound like teddy bears and toys, but you get what I'm saying, but yeah, it's
mm-hmm.
always been an unattractive trait. I've never liked nobody like that, because to me, that type of person's a pushover. I need somebody who can stand up for themselves,
mm-hmm.
stand up for me when I'm not around, those type of, I can't have somebody
mm-hmm.
who, yeah, just a pushover, and that's what I think of when
mm-hmm.
I see people with that walk around with a lack of confidence.
Exactly. And then I don't like people who wants to like put me in a type. Oh, you have a type. No, I don't have a type. I don't have a type of look. Like your look could be just like, you'd be like, what? I was like, I don't have a look. I don't have a type. I have an attraction. There's a difference. I have an attraction.
Mm-hmm.
If I am attracted to you, I'm a let you know that I'm attracted to you, and I would like to get to know more about why my attraction is drawn to you, because there's something about you that matches my confidence, that matches who I am inside, that I could say that can roll with me and hang with me, because I know that I'm a tough cookie to be around. You know, I know who I am. I know that my standards and my expectations, he'll be like, well, damn. I'd be like, what? You got to understand, I'm rough. I'm rough around the edges, but I'm sweet as pie. But I know that. You know what I'm saying? So it's my whoever I attract has to be able to match or up or, you know, even take me higher and, you know, be able to, that I can learn and, you know, learn from and be taught. And, you know, and it's okay. It's like if
mm-hmm.
I can't really, if my attraction is to your looks, then all it is going to be about looks. who can outdress who could outlook who. But if I'm attracted to you, and I'm attracted to your spirit, and I'm attracted to your soul, and I'm attracted to your body, I'm attracted to your aura, we good. But if I'm only attracted to one thing about you, baby, we ain't got a chance in hell to survive. Nah, because I'll get bored. I'm that girl. I'll get bored, and I'll be like, yeah, and then I'll just, you know, disappear. Like, yeah, this ain't going to work. And I'm not the one who give you an explanation. This ain't going to work. I just say this ain't going to work. They be like, why? And this ain't going to work. And then when I give them my explanation why it ain't going to work, then I'm an asshole. Who does that?
True. Yeah. Now that's definitely a Karma Cafe topic right there. Why is it when people break up and somebody tell you, you know what I mean, that, you know, they just don't want to be with you no more? Why do people get upset? I mean, I think you should be happy at the end of the day. But yeah, that's like I said, that's another Karma Cafe. Remember, Karma Cafes are on Thursday night where we help you get your woosah on. We're trying to help y'all prevent from getting 30 days. Don't bust nobody to the white meat. No. You got a problem, we're going to hood solve them right here. Monsters Radio, Karma Cafe podcast, Thursday night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's 8 p.m. on the East Coast, and that's 5 p.m. on the West Side. So,
West Side!
So, we are close to the end of the show. So we only got, like, what, 2.5 minutes?
So you want to knock down your last one? Knock it down.
I don't think my last one, what was my last one, suppressing sexual appetite? That could take, 20 minutes just setting that one up.
Yeah, it could. You ain't lied about that. Whew. Maybe we'll say that for next week.
Right. Maybe next week.
Y'all tell us
maybe
what y'all suppress. Y'all tell us. Hit us on our, you know, Monstar Radio. Hit us up on our Facebook pages. Look for Miss Unbelievable. Look for E-Monster. And tell us, you know, have you ever suppressed your sexual appetite? And then we can have something to read on the show next Wednesday.
Right. We might mess around and send you a shirt. I'm just saying.
Yes, Lord.
So, all right, what you got going on over there at SolarMeetsBeast.com? Remember, people, when you go over there and you show support by merchandise, you also support the show, and that's how we can bring you Monster US Radio Podcast and our .com for free through our sponsors. So what y'all got going on over there?
We got some books. We got spoken word. We got journal. We got apparel. We got life coaching coming. We got workshops coming. Yeah, we got big things coming down the pipe here real soon. So, you know, be looking out for it. A relationship book.
Hey, there
book,
it is. Don't forget.
A fiction book.
When you
know,
go over there.
That.
Oh, sorry. My bad. I just wanted to tell people, don't forget to subscribe.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure they get updated with the newsletters and all that type of stuff. So let's see. So, all right, y'all. See. That's our show for tonight. I ain't got nothing slick to say on the way up out of here. So unless you got something, shit, we out.
We out. Peace. No. I'm just going to go get me another Snicker. Hey, damn. Bye, y'all.
Boo-boo. He's so nasty. All right, y'all. Peace. Yep. We out.